Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, March 5th, 2025 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Now in our first seen URLs list, I noticed an interesting pattern where we had a host that is scanning routinely for the last month or so for leaked credential files like your usual .env files and such. They added some new files to their repertoire, smtp_token.json, and a second file that is smtp_keys. The problem with these files is that, well, they likely contain SMTP server credentials. It's not 100% sure what particular application these files are associated with, but Googling, it comes up with the Yansen project. That is actually sort of a set of identity management components, and part of their SMTP server configuration refers to these files. Interesting, also a little bit sort of side note, that this particular system that is scanning for these files now is associated with a distillery in Romania. Haven't made contact with them yet, but I assume it's just another compromised system, and it's going after various credential files for about a month now. And Jim today posted a second diary. This diary is just a quick notice that Jim updated his tool macrobber.py. This tool is sort of a re-implementation of the macrobber tool that comes with Sleuthkit, just in Python. And the latest version that was actually released a couple of weeks ago does fix some issues with following symlinks. And I've got a couple of vulnerabilities to talk about. So let's start with Soho's ad self-service plus. This tool is important, well, because the ad here doesn't stand for advertisements, but for Active Directory. It allows users to manage their identity. And apparently they didn't get their sessions quite right. So that allows an attacker to gain information about enrolled users without authentication. This vulnerability is mitigated if you have two-factor authentication implemented, which kind of sounds like a good idea anyway for a tool like this. And of course, there is now a patch available fixing this session handling vulnerability. And Google yesterday had its Android patch day for March. It's significant so far as two of the vulnerabilities being patched here, privilege escalation vulnerabilities, one of them in framework, one of them in the kernel, have already been exploited in some limited targeted attacks. As these updates become available for your particular phone, you probably do want to apply them rather quickly. There are also a number of not yet exploited critical vulnerabilities, but I'm sure that people are pretty much already working on trying to find exploits for them right now. And Malwarebytes is warning off an interesting new phishing and scam technique to impersonate PayPal. PayPal offers to merchants the no-code checkout option. What this really means is that PayPal basically will create a checkout page for you that you're able to heavily customize. But the page itself is hosted within the paypal.com domain. So what attackers are doing here is that they're signing up for these no-code checkout pages. They're creating now a page that doesn't really look like a checkout page, but instead offers, for example, PayPal support phone numbers and such, because you pretty much can add whatever content you would like to this page, which of course is branded by PayPal. It's using the paypal.com domain. And then they are advertising these pages via Google Ads. This makes it really difficult for a victim to figure out that this is not a legitimate PayPal page because, well, everything is really hosted on PayPal's website. It's just that the attacker added their own text to that particular page. Interesting scam, and I wouldn't be surprised if other similar services aren't vulnerable to this attack as well. And Broadcom released updates for VMware vCenter, fixing three different vulnerabilities with CVSS scores up to 9.3. The worst outcome here is a VMware escape. So if an attacker is able to take over one of your virtual machines, they own your infrastructure. And these vulnerabilities, according to Broadcom, are already being exploited. So you definitely must patch now. But then again, you probably shouldn't expose vCenter to the world. Well, your virtual machine, on the other hand, you probably can't help but to expose some content of them. And then one virtual machine that's vulnerable would then be used in order to, again, take over your infrastructure. So this is a super critical vulnerability. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. And thanks again for any feedback received, for all the good reviews. And yeah, if you haven't gotten around to it yet, please, you know, check the 5 stars, check the like or whatever in your particular podcast platform, and talk to you again tomorrow.